You're listening to KHUM. Playing along with the tempo of that?
No.
This is Safari Boots, you guys. So, John, for people who aren't familiar with Safari Boots, how would you describe Safari Boots to them?
We play principally African-flavored music. It's kind of, it's African music filtered through us. So it's mainly original material, but with an input from the continent.
And what style of African music?
Okay, yeah. A lot of people, when you suggest African music, think of the West African highlife, Fela Kuti, and that kind of stuff. Well, we don't do anything like that. It's more based on soukous, which comes from the Congo, both the Congos, a bit of Mbakanga from South Africa, and more Central and Eastern Africa, and Central, Eastern, and Southern, everything but West, really.
Wow, cool. And how did you discover that kind of music? Because you've been playing this longer than Paul Simon.
That is true.
Because a lot of people hear you guys and you're like, oh, man, you sound just like Paul Simon's
I know. Yeah, well, it's, I can't blame them for saying that. No, the very first song, that's one we could do today, isn't it? Hamburg Ashley. Yeah. The very first song that I co-wrote with another band I was in back in the very early 80s, in 1980, in fact. He was from Zimbabwe, so we put this song together because I'd been traveling to Africa quite a lot at that point. And we just put this thing together, and that was the first one. And then, you know, people used to hear that and think, well, what on earth are you playing? Because nobody was really familiar with African music in the West at that point. And I've just been doing it ever since, really.
Well, thanks for coming over here. And you have two versions of this band, one in England and one here.
That's right, yeah. Same repertoire, different guys.
Well, you paired up with two really wonderful people over here.
Absolutely, and there's no comparisons.
Do you want to introduce them?
Yeah, we've got Glenn Nagy here on bass, who is a well-known face around this area.
You're in the Yokels, and what other bands?
Well, actually, that's it right now. Just a yokel.
Just a yokel. Just a little yokel.
Yep.
And over on the drums, we've got Charlie Eitel, born and raised in Eureka, been here all his life.
Yep.
He's a drummer.
Well, you guys want to play some tunes?
Yeah, we'll start off with a song called Likuta Bibi, which is it is a cover, in fact, of a Kenyan song written by a Kenyan postman called Henry Mokobi. And it's Likuta is the name of the girl and Bibi is baby. So it's, I wrote some English words to it because I wasn't going to sing it in Swahili.
Watching, who do you think you are? Think you are? I've been a watching you, Likuta. Who do you think you are? Think you are? I would never mess with you, Cherie. I think you're gone too far. I would never mess with you, Cherie. I think you're gone too far. What's that you're saying? What's that you're saying? You never thought I heard, thought I heard. What's that you're saying? What's that you're saying? You never thought I heard, thought I heard. I would never mess with you, Cherie, I give you my word. I would never mess with you, Cherie, I give you my word. So thank you, baby, so thank you, baby. Thank you for what you've done, what you've done. So thank you, baby, thank you, Likuta. Thank you for what you've done, what you've done. Cause if what you're saying is true, Cherie, well look at me, I'm gone. Cause if what you're saying is true, Cherie, well look at me, I'm gone.
You guys have to remember to clap for yourselves.
Oh, that's right.
If we didn't learn anything on Tuesday, it was to clap for yourself. It's so weird. We're Facebook Live-ing this at the same time that we're doing the show in here, and it's I can watch you guys on the screen at the same time.
You can look over here. And watch
I can watch over here.
Yeah.
Like. So I can turn completely away from you and watch you.
Wow.
And you could even watch yourself playing. If
such
I turn
an exciting use of technology.
I know, right?
Might be too much technology.
Might be too much technology. I agree with that. But you guys are playing Siren Song right after Arts Alive, which will be really super awesome. And that's a free show, or does it cost some money?
I think it's free.
Come on in. Then Redwood Curtain Brewing Company is also free?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's on the 15th.
And good beer, too.
Yeah, they have really good beer there. Yeah. You guys play a lot of places with good beer.
I know.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Humboldt
don't know.
County.
Don't know how that happened.
If you have too much reverb on you, Glenn. All right. What are you guys going to play next? Was that two songs, or did you add something at the end of the
We added TV? Something at the end of that.
Oh, yeah, there's a little reverb on you, too. It sounds like you're in a big room.
We added a little bit at the end, yes.
Okay, sweet. Well, what are you going to play next?
Next one's a song called Kiss Me Once More.
Okay.
Which is based on a kind of an African sort of rhythm progression thing, but this is an original.
Okay, sweet. And you're listening to Kahan.
Wherever you go from here, whatever you choose to do, wherever you find to lay your head, I'll still be here for you. Wherever you may travel, whatever you may do, You know there'll always be a place that you can come back to. So kiss me, my friend, before you close the door, take me in your arms again and kiss me once more. Make you want to stay. There's nothing more that I can do to change your mind today. We've come so far together through the smooth and the rough. I tried and done the best I could, but it wasn't good enough. So kiss me, my friend, before you close the door, take me in your arms again and kiss me once more. Wherever you go from here, whatever you choose to do, wherever you find to lay your head, I'll still be here for you. Wherever you may travel, whatever you may do, you know there'll always be a place that you can come back to. So kiss me, my friend, before you close the door, take me in your arms again. Kiss me, my friend, before you close the door, take me in your arms again. Kiss me once more.
Yeah, that too. Oh man, I was that reference to clapping after yourself was from the inaugural the speech, the State of the Union speech on Tuesday. I don't know if you caught that. Yeah,
oh, no.
He was clapping for himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's all clap for ourselves.
Remember the little cartoon man
in
San Francisco.
Here, let me turn on this mic for you.
Remember the cartoon man in San Francisco Chronicle for the movie reviews?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be up on his chair clapping.
Okay, yeah.
When I watch these addresses, that's what I think of. Is that the guy on the chair?
I don't have any way to follow that up.
Yeah, turn that mic back up.
No, I'll turn it back off.
Don't let the drummer talk.
No. You're usually very well articulate. And a pleasure to talk to you.
What are we doing next?
Tell us a story, John.
Tell us a story. This is an African tune, but it's...
Tell me about the first time you ran into music.
The first time I ran into music?
In Africa, this kind of music.
Oh, right. I was in Freetown, which is the capital of Sierra Leone. Mm-hmm. There you have these buses, which are... 12-seater minibuses, which are the public transport system, and they cram like about 25 people inside, and they got two speakers up in the front corner, which usually have got the cones hanging out, and it's terribly distorted sound, but they were playing this fantastic music, I thought. And I tracked down what I was hearing, and it was a song which was a hit in Sierra Leone at the time, which was from Nigeria, called Sweet Mother, by a guy called Prince Nico Mbaga. And I tracked it down when I got back to England in the only record shop, possibly, certainly in Britain, and there was probably one in Paris and one in Brussels, that sold African records at the time. And from there on, I kind of developed this obsession, let's say.
And what year was that? Because that was before internet was super easy to find.
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah. This was 1976. I'm older than I look. Well, so they tell me.
Well, you guys want to play another one?
Sure. I heard this on a record by an East African band called Orchestra Super Masembe. It is a cover version. I'm not going to tell you what it is. We'll wait for you to find out.
Oh, you might. This is the first time live.
First time live.
It's the first time live. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that deep?
Whisper soft and true, darling, I love you. Mm-hmm. Hold me close and let me hear you say the words I want to hear. I want you to say, let me hear them clear. Ah, love you, whisper soft and true, darling, I love you. Mm-hmm. Hold me close and tell me how you feel, tell me love is real. Oh,
There we go. We have a little bit of the milk truck outside, too.
So you see, Buddy Holly perhaps wrote the first African pop song.
First time for public consumption. What do you think of it? I think it went well myself. I mean, yeah.
What?
I think that it went well myself.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're going to do some dance hall. No, just kidding. You ready?
We're going to do something by the platters next.
Ready to move on?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. This is Safari Boots. You're listening to K-Hum. Just to remind everybody, and Safari Boots has a show Saturday over at Siren Song. I was just letting everybody know who's just now tuning in, who these wonderful folks are.
All right.
I just wanted to bring everybody in the loop.
What's that?
I just wanted to bring everybody
in. Yes, of course. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know you were getting things
to do, you know.
Things to do, people to see.
Yeah. It's a tough job playing music.
Okay.
What's the next song that you're in?
The next one is a brand new song. This really is the first time for anybody to hear it apart from us. It's called Traveling Light, which I wrote after I arrived on this trip.
Oh, sweet. So it's like super new.
Super new. So,
what was the inspiration?
I heard some music and I thought, I want to write a song like that. And of course, when you do that, it turns out nothing like what you started with.
What song did you start with?
I don't know. I just heard something on the radio.
I'm intrigued.
But it was by a guy called Mercy Fanfan. Called Traveling Light. I came along to get here. I came a long way to get here. Left my home and my family. Left my home and my family. Packed a bag, took a plane. Packed a bag, took a plane. Behind, same old same. Leave behind, same old same. Traveling light, traveling light. Oh. Traveling light, traveling light. Oh.
traveling fast. Moving on, traveling fast. Can I make it? Will it last? Can I make it? Will it last? Nothing sure, no guarantees. Nothing sure, no guarantees. Maybe I'll be on my knees. Maybe I'll be on my knees. Traveling light, traveling light. Oh, traveling light, traveling light. Oh, traveling light, traveling light. Oh, traveling light, traveling light. Oh.
Important question. Did one of you guys need to leave at 1 o'clock?
We can push that a little bit.
You can push that a little bit?
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. I want to remind people that they're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM Cutton, Eureka Arcata, and Translator K282 AD in Ferndale, streaming to the world over KM.com. Because it is 104, actually. So I just want to have your back, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Safari Boots, everybody. I got to take a quick break, and then we'll do a bit more chatting. Do you have more tunes, or?
Don't worry about love.
Yeah. Okay, sweet. Well, I'm going to play some commercials, and then we'll have at least one more from Safari Boots. So stick around. You're listening to K-Hum. We were just talking a little bit about Humboldt time, so excuse us. I have Safari Boots in here. Go out and see them Saturday over at Siren Song After Arts Alive. You know you're going to be at Arts Alive anyway. What's your guys' favorite parts about Arts Alive besides playing? Pop quiz.
Oh, the favorite part. Well, my favorite part is when it's balmy and warm out and just strolling down the old town street there. That's my favorite part.
My yeah. favorite part is going into different galleries and stuff yeah. that I'd never seen before. Sometimes businesses will be open that aren't, you usually don't think to go into, that are pretty cool.
Yeah, and you meet all these people that you know.
I know, right?
Which is great.
Okay, I have to plug in. C Street Gallery. That's my favorite spot.
C Street Gallery is yeah. your favorite
yeah,
spot?
Upstairs.
Yeah, go see Stock Schluter and Rachel.
Awesome. There you go, Stockle.
I don't think I've been to C Street. I should go there.
Oh, yeah. You yeah, must. Yeah. You must.
I know I'm going to go to the cabaret for Synapsis on Saturday as well.
Oh.
They have a cabaret.
Is that during Arts Alive?
Yeah, it is during
All right.
Arts Alive.
Okay.
And you guys are playing following Arts Alive.
So no excuses.
Yeah. And so is the cabaret. It's like at 9
oh,
p.m.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So...
excuses. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get cheated again. She's not going to show up. Choices.
I have to run sound for the cabaret. we're all good with excuses. But people should go on out and see Safari Boots. You guys are amazing and wonderful. And it's only really rare whenever in, yeah, you're in town.
Okay.
You're rolling your eyes at me. All right, play some music.
All right. Well, this is a song called Don't Worry About Love. Belly. And it has a Ferndale connection. Here we are, sitting in Ferndale. I made a film about Jack Mays a few
Who's
years
Jack
ago.
Jack Mays again?
Jack Mays is the Ferndale artist who drew Main Street and the surrounding areas. Sort of like he did an illustration along the lines of Google Street View. He'd sit in one spot, draw what was in front of him, then he'd rotate a few degrees and draw that. No,
I think Google should, instead of the cars, pay people to do that, because that would be so much better.
It'd be what?
It'd be so much better.
What would?
If Google paid people to draw.
Oh, sorry, I missed what you said. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, he did it, and he's got sort of images, complete 360s, and in spots on Main Street. And then he moved 100 yards down the street and do it again. Then he'd move another 100 yards. And we did this film about him. And during the course of a conversation, I was talking about a friend of mine who needed a lot of maintenance, who was rather expensive. And he said, don't worry about love. Just give her the stuff. So here's the song.
Don't worry about love. Just give her the stuff. I like it.
Yes.
Don't worry about love, just give her the stuff. Don't think about romance when she needs an advance. Don't talk about your dreams, just give her the means. Don't worry about love, just give her the stuff. She's a high-class woman, best you've ever seen. She'll take you on a roller coaster, listen for the screams. She'll love you for what you give, take what you have got. She'll spend your money for you, you better have a lot. But don't worry about love, she can't get enough. Don't think about romance when she needs an advance. Don't talk about your dreams, just give her the means. Don't worry about love, just give her the stuff. She's got a spending habit, high maintenance girl. Get your credit card up the ready. She needs a trip around the world. She'll feed you all her fantasies and tell you a pretty things. She'll say she loves you dearly, you better buy a ring. But don't worry about love, she can't get enough. Don't think about romance when she needs an advance. Don't talk about your dreams, just give her the means.
don't worry about love, just give her the star. About romance, when she needs an advance, don't talk about your dreams, just give her the means. Don't worry about love, just give her the star. She's elegant and well brought up, she's very, very nice, and got a taste and style in plenty. It's all got its price. She'll dine in the finest restaurants, stay at the best hotels. She'll pick you up in a BMW and you pick up the bills. But don't worry about love, you don't have enough. Don't think about romance, you don't stand a chance. Don't talk about your dreams, she's not what she seems. Don't think about the way you feel when she talks to you. Can this be real? Is it true? The way your heart jumps up and down and your head spins round and round. Don't think about the yearning and the feeling that's burning. Don't think about love, don't worry about love. Don't think that it's love, 'cause it all comes down to money, it all comes down to cash, it all comes down to money, you're gonna need the cash. Yeah, it all comes down to money, it all comes down to cash, it all comes down to money, you're gonna need the cash. Yeah, it all comes down to money, it all comes down to cash, it all comes down to money, you're gonna need the cash.
Much, you guys. So that's Safari Boots. For anyone who's just now tuning in, don't forget to go check them out. Siren Song on Saturday night in Eureka after Arts Alive, so about 9:30, something like that. And then you all will be playing over at Rebel Curtain Brewery if you can't make that one on the 15th, or if you can, people can of course go to both if they'd like. Somebody ended up writing in, John, and they said that they fell in love with Prince Nico Embargo and Rockefeller Jazz in the 80s.
Yeah.
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 And so, yeah, and then they...
Good taste.
Yeah. And they helped introduce the station to that music. Like, they gave my predecessor, CD. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat.
Very good. Who is that?
It's Kelly, who lives in Eureka.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She ended up writing in. Yeah. Hopefully she pops on over to your show.
Yeah, come and see us. Say hi.
And you guys can talk about music together.
Yeah.
So we I was just passing along that information.
Okay.
We don't just KM. We specialize in awkwardness.
We don't just do African music. That was a kind of a Latin flavored thing, and we ventured into a sort of touch of reggae, and there's even a bit of blues in there, you know. So
well, the best music is one that takes elements of many. And
there you go.
What was that new term, John? The Eurofusion?
Afro-Eurofusion.
Afro-Eurofusion music.
That's what somebody called this, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. All right, well, you guys have one more for us?
Sure. This is a fairly new song. The moment is called Walls and Bridges. It's a reflection on the times we're in. The right song. Yeah. You can do the other way. People are putting up the shutters. The people strengthening the walls. The people are pulling up the drawbridge. The people blocking up the halls. The people covering the windows. A people shutting out the light. A people barricading doors. A people ready for a fight. Oh, you'll take your curry, your Costa Brava, your Ryanair it for a week or two. You'll fix your kitchen with a Polish plumber, but you don't want him living next door to you. Oh, people, we gotta find some love. People, find what we need. People, we gotta love each other. People, oh, we're all sisters and brothers. We gotta share the love, share the love. 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 Gotta build some bridges. People, tear down the walls. People, unlock the gates. People, can't you hear the future calls? We gotta share the love, share the love. 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 Oh, you'll take your tacos, your Costa Rica, cheap Chinese substitutes. You'll clean your house with a Mexican maid, but you don't want to live in next door to you.
people. We gotta build some bridges of people. Tear down the walls, people. Unlock the gates, people. Look out, can't you hear the future calls? We gotta share the love, share the love. 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 Share the love, share the love.
You know, I have to turn up my mic to do... do a little bit of clapping. Oh gosh, thanks to you guys for coming in.
You're
this has been
welcome.
Really amazing, thanks, as always.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
of course.
It's
thanks
fun
for coming.
Being here. It's fun being here. It is
really fun
hanging out with you
here. Yeah, I love having you guys here. It's really awesome. So, Siren Song on Saturday night. That's 2 days from now, people. Go on out and check out Safari Booths. And then on the 15th of February, go on over to Rebel Curtain Brewery. Because yeah. do you know the next time you're going to be in town?
No idea.
I mean, you have like these big bouts where you're here in Safari Booths, plays a couple shows, and then all of a sudden John goes back to England, and there's another like 6 to 8 months where there's no shows at all.
I'd like to be back in the summer.
You'd like to be back in the summer?
Yeah.
And then
okay.
We have one rehearsal, and then we go play somewhere.
You have one rehearsal, and then you go play somewhere?
It's kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we're in the middle right now, Bailey, of recording a lot of these songs. And we started that last summer when we were playing at the festival. And so this was sort of the opportunity to get John here. And so we have to find things to bring John here.
where are you recording them at?
I have a studio at home.
Okay.
And
sweet.
So that's where we've been working.
So are you mastering them, Glenn?
I won't master them. That would be a mistake.
He's doing a very, very good job.
Yeah.
The plan at the moment is to do all the recording here and all the prep and then mix and master in England.
Oh, okay. So I have a little bit of both.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And when do you think that'll come out? Just sometime eventually?
Summer would be good.
Yeah. It'd be great if we were all finished up by summer.
You're like, shh. So sometime in the future.
Yeah. It'll come out in the future.
Okay, because right now we have the two songs you'd recorded with your band in England, right?
Yes.
Yes, and we play those and we get requests for them all the time.
All right.
But I can't wait until we have the stuff that you guys record together, because you sound really great together.
Oh, we're really pleased with the way it's turning out. Sounds really good.
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks,
this is
Bailey.
Safari Booths, everybody.
Yes.
Give them a hand.
That crowd out there.
We're going to take a short break and then we'll get back into the music here in just a little bit. You're listening to K-Hem, Radio Without the Rules.